It's November. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman, co-authors of Wild Boulder County.
We're hiking the Greenbrier Trail, which is a new trail in South Boulder off Greenbrier Boulevard, and it's not open to dogs. It's just hiking only. The prairie is so lush. I thought it would be fun to come out here and look for November blooming wildflowers and see how many different kinds we can find.
And the very first one we saw was a beautiful blue chicory. That's a non-native.
Chicory's all over here blooming. And we'll find some natives as we get more into the prairie.
And there's our second wildflower, a golden aster. Because we have these late blooming wildflowers, we also have butterflies sticking around later than they usually do.
There's an orange sulfur butterfly just wafting over the prairie there. It's got right in front of that mule deer. And it's very late to be out in November. Quite remarkable. Here's a spectacular Gaillardia or blanket flower. These are sort of the typical flower you find in Chautauqua Meadow in June and July, with a big red center and the dozens and dozens of yellow ray flowers.
Yeah, so many of the flowers we're seeing look like suns or stars, and Thoreau mentioned that in Walden, how much the flowers of autumn remind him of suns and stars.
Oh. You see,
is that a painted lady?
It could be a buckeye.
We just saw a butterfly flutter by and couldn't get it in focus in the binos in time, but we think it's either a painted lady or a buckeye. Steve's trying to get a closer look at it. Oh, that's the Liatris in full bloom. Beautiful magenta flowers on it.
Gay feather is the common name for the Liatris. Oh, wait. Hold still. My gosh. I think it's a variegated fritillary, Ruth Carroll.
It does look like a...
This is an epic sighting. It's a variegated fritillary, which is a species that can't winter here in Colorado. Pupae and larvae can't survive the winter, and they come up from the south, and that's one of the latest sightings I've ever heard of. Beautiful, bright orange butterfly with various patterns of orange and yellow on its wings. Let's go look at this gumweed here that's blooming. This is a bright yellow gumweed. It has real sticky seed heads. Actually, were used as chewing gum by Plains Indians. There's a native I found, but I'm not going to reveal it now. What we're going to do is challenge our listeners to report any wildflowers you see blooming in December or January, and we'll make a list and we'll report back later. But it's amazing to live in a place where some wildflowers bloom during every month of the year.
Steve Jones and Ruth Carol Cushman are co-authors of The Peterson Field Guide to the North American Prairie and Wild Boulder County.